Seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Swamp Fight, having some technicalities there, not exactly sure what that was all about, but that's okay. You know, this is live radio, and you just never know what's going to happen. Welcome to the Swamp on this sunny Saturday. J.D. Plorable here with you in the KHNC Swamp. And as always, I appreciate so much you joining us here and spending part of your weekend with us. So, without further ado here, I think what we're going to do is, let's go ahead and talk about that, guys.
Join us now for a Swamp Fight Minute.
All right, what I want to talk about to open up the show just real quick, this stuff at the border just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And, I mean, so many bad things are happening because our southern border is wide open. And we've heard how Joe Biden and the Marxist-controlled Democrats are bringing all these young single adult males into this country across the southern border for all sorts of different nefarious reasons. Of course, one big one is hoping that in the future, at some point, they're going to get these people's vote. All right. But from what everybody I know, or almost everybody has told me, is that the Obama-Biden administration and the Democrats want to fill the U.S. military with these young men and totally change the demographics of our military. And then, of course, be able to control that group, because they know right now that probably over 90% of the current active duty soldiers in the military, the U.S. military, they would not and will not go along with their Marxist directives, orders, and agenda. So, again, we know the people currently running this country want these young single male illegals to fill our military ranks. But how about this? Here's a spin coming from me. Just what I think is a definite possibility. Think about this. What if these liberals are thinking that they're going to start their own army, their own military, or branch even of our existing military, or maybe it'll be a new government agency like the IRS, you know, that they can use. Or maybe it will be a new intel agency like the Secret Service, where these single male illegals will work for the U.S. government and follow their every command. I mean, just think about that. A new domestic branch of our military, or a new branch of the U.S. government that's filled with illegals who are essentially the Democrats' brown shirts. That's exactly what they would be. They would be the Democrats' brown shirts doing their evil, nasty, corrupt bidding. And a million of these people doing whatever the Dems in power want them to do. Brown shirts. They could be going, I don't know, door to door, trying to get votes, pushing certain candidates, pushing voters to support the Democrat candidate, ballot harvesting, intimidation, a million person army that could surround any American town and force its citizens to comply with whatever orders they have, or at least they could try. And let me emphasize that strongly. Try, right? Try that in this small town, right? So, but it's something to think about, because the U.S. government, they could house these people, they could feed them, they could care for them, they could pay them a ridiculously high wage, a ready-made and willing million-man army who inherently already hate and despise Americans, being used by the Democrats to go after Americans. People who already hate Americans being used by the U.S. government to go after Americans. Basically, a brown shirt, modern day brown shirt army. Well, who's that, guys? Somebody's at the door. I'll be a son of a gun. Boy, like I'm always saying, you never know who's going to drop by the swamp, guys. My buddy Brian. Brian from Faking the Truth, Facing the Truth, longtime KHNC person and friend, and still does a lot to help us. Brian, how are you?
Good, JD. You hear me loud and clear?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Good. Good deal. Well, thanks for the invite. Thanks for letting what the cat drug in.
Anytime, man. Anytime. I know that I've got people who have asked me, well, what's Brian doing? I noticed that he hasn't been doing a show lately. I said, well, you know, he's taking a break, and which we all think about a lot, you know, taking breaks. And I envy you,
especially,
man.
especially a break from the madness, which nice try on my part. I didn't get away from it. And the topic that you started your show off today, it's I think there's something more to it when something is entering my brain overnight that gets me thinking about the same thing. The whole what did Obama call it in 2009, that speech, the national security force.
Yeah,
all along here on the station when we've talked about it, you know, it's going to be the blue helmets, the United Nations. Who could they get to turn on their own people? Well, you know, it's kind of a blind spot in my mind, because knowing as many fine people in the military and law enforcement, that just didn't seem plausible. But what if that is the plan, to dilute our own forces with those coming across the border, that even just a small fraction of them that would be holding to being allowed in, and all the free rides that have been given?
Right. Yeah, we're going to definitely talk more about this on the other side. So don't go anywhere, folks. Keep it tuned right here to AM 1360. JD here with you, with my buddy Brian. We'll be right back.
Take a seat. He got the power. Oh, she got the need. She spends her life through pleasing up a man.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
KHNC
to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Use that promo code KHNC.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it, and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
She cries alone at night too often. Smokes and drinks and don't come home at all. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Man makes your head great. He's your life's mistake. All you're really looking for's an even.
All right, welcome back to the Swamp, here with J.D. Plorable and my very special guest today, who I am so happy he could come on and drop by and spend some time with us here in the Swamp today, my buddy Brian. You guys all know Brian. He's been on this on the air at this radio station for years, and Brian is a huge asset for KHNC. So, Brian, thanks again, man. I appreciate you taking the time to join us today, bud.
No, again, thanks for letting me in the front door, JD, and let me join you for your hour here. But very troubling indeed. like I didn't state very clearly or was babbling a little bit before the break, but the idea of who could this out of control feral, those aspects of our national, which is not supposed to be national government, it's what it's become in D.C., what could they use against the public here besides these individuals? And you know, Trump received a lot of criticism for him calling out the faction of the element that's coming in across the border. But what better way, what more assured way to direct that against we the people? And, you know, if there's listeners that are thinking that, oh, it's just, you know, another conspiracy theory, you know, talking about the UN blue helmets going to come against us. I just saw a meme here. We are not conspiracy theorists. We are, quote, things aren't adding up and it's pretty obvious theorists, JD.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have spent a tremendous amount of time on this subject for God knows how long now that I've been screaming and yelling and crying about it. But if you look at that element, can anyone tell me a better way to organize, set up, and enact an army against the people? There's no better way. They could bring in millions of these young guys, single, ready-made, already basically hate Americans already. I mean, let's just be honest. Most of those, a lot of those people do, whether they're from the Middle East or Central America or where, you know, whether we are infidels to them or we are gringos to them or whatever in the heck we are.
Right. Well, JD,
what better way, man, than to do it like that?
No, you're right. I think Alex Jones is where I first heard this. Up to this point, it's not like they've been organized and directed, but it's like what he said when it came to our Western intelligence agencies. I won't just single out the CIA faction, and I need to sharpen my wording, because when I start laying blame at the CIA's feet, I know there are different factions within these the intelligence community. But like with whether it's ISIS or ISIL or Al-Qaeda, right, Al-Qaeda. They knew, it's like F. Jones said, taking a box of venomous snakes and dumping them in somebody's bed, right? You're not remote controlling the snakes. You just know what their nature is. You just know what their characteristics are. And the factions in this feral national government that have either been compromised to allow these things or who are in on it, I think probably more than half of them are just either drugged out or compromised, doing what they're told. I think there's probably a small minority that are actively aware of what's going on and would deserve the treatment that traitors are supposed to get under our constitution here in this country.
Yeah.
But what a great way to gradually introduce that and have that option whenever the intelligence comes back through all of our social media that says the public is ready or the public is on to us. It's time to start organizing and directing these agents, if you will, these elements back towards all of us, JD, but all of us deplorables, yeah. Essentially.
And here's another angle to all this. They bring in these people, these young men, a lot of them, a lot, thousands and thousands and thousands of them are gang members. But think about this Trinde Aragua gang, Venezuelan, we've talked about that time and time again, very, very organized. All right, so they come into the United States. Our government brings them here, sets them up, houses them, feeds them, gives them phones, gives them debit cards. These guys don't have to worry about anything. So what do they do? Man, they just kick back in their $200 a night hotel rooms and organize and think and plan. And it's insanity, Brian. It's insanity.
Well, and they and maybe that's part of the method to the madness, as we see it, is they've got their own profitable enterprises that they're allowed to operate, whether it's the case of Denver and Colorado. And, you know, the border states know this better than anybody, but here in Colorado we're starting to see this with respect to the auto theft. I've got a family member that's out near Del Camino that had an incident a couple a couple years ago.
Right.
Some individual that ended up being associated with an organized crime ring in Denver. I better not say which south of the border country, because I don't recall, but my brother-in-law about lost a leg in the process when he reached up to grab the guy out of his mini monster truck, his son's mini monster truck, and it ended up skinning the one of his legs under one of the back tires. So, yeah. You know, very real interaction of what the possibilities are. And we've got these too many of these politicians that are either too oblivious. What did Rahm Emanuel say? Never let a good crisis go to waste. We've got too many of these politicians or agency members, bureaucrats, that know, maybe not specifically, but that if there's not crises being allowed, then there's no excuse to come in for the government or the bureaucrats to swoop in with their supposed solutions, right?
They sit around the government or the politicians. The Democrats sit around and literally try and figure out every nefarious, god-awful way that they can come up with to stay in power. And they do not care. We can look at all the things that they've done to President Trump. I mean, if they can do all that to him, what can they do to us? Right?
Well, that's exactly. And I think there's enough of the Andrea occasional cortexes. I know she's been that sound clip of her. Who is she interrogating? Can't remember his name, but essentially, Rico statutes about Hunter Biden that he was
right.
And with her line of questioning, to me, Bob demonstrates there's
maybe?
Exactly that there's enough Congress critters like her to perpetuate this situation. And you know, back to local. What's in Ken Buck's background? There was a caller I heard on one of the other shows on this station. I don't listen to other stations that said he had some information or knew some of Ken Buck's background from years ago that might explain why he's such a turncoat.
Yeah.
Is this an advance payment of his action here of abandoning this seat and what that does to the balance of the? Granted, it's a two-party system, but there's clearly one party that is far accelerated down there. A path of corruption.
Well, I know.
And I'll give everybody a hint. Starts with the letter D.
Right. I know what my opinion on all that is. I know what Congresswoman Lauren Boebert's opinion is on all that. And look, I've been told things and shown things for the past couple of years about different things going on out here. And But I'll just say this. I definitely think you're pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, well, great interview, by the way, with her and, doggone it, we just had his name, your guest on Wednesday.
Ron Weinberg.
Thank you. Yeah, love that guy.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean we should kick back, but thank God we've got individuals like him, especially here locally in Colorado, to try to watch our backs while we're trying to man the front on other topics or other attack vectors, right?
Well, unfortunately, there's only, 19 of them? 19 Republicans in the Colorado House? The Democrats have, 55 or some, 45? I mean, they've got a supermajority and I didn't know this until Representative Weinberg told me on Wednesday. This is the first time in Colorado's history that either party has had a supermajority in the Colorado State House.
Well, that'd be one thing, JD, if this band of miscreants weren't, I guess I should call them Saul Alinskyites, because they're taking whatever methods, whatever tactics to win, damned be the state and this country. That's the problem. Is the tactics that are exactly the tactics that are being leveraged. The whole idea of the Colorado Open Meeting Records Act, that this legislature just thinks that they can pass a bill that this lame, deceptively lame governor will sign that excludes them from having to follow the Sunshine Laws, right? I've got a tiny bit of experience on a micro scale of the whole Robert's Rules and the open records meetings requirements, that, you know, posting meeting, public meetings, and not having to have anything secretive, trying to be very deliberate about being out in the open with our activities beyond executive sessions.
Yeah.
But yet this legislature, and I think it's another blind spot where the people don't realize, too many people don't realize that there is a thread through the political system where they don't give a crap besides what they think their immediate needs or aims are.
Well, here's another puzzling fact about that, talking about that topic of shutting the people up and getting rid of our First Amendment rights and all that. But, you know, they're trying to do it on a federal level. They're constantly trying to do that. They've already done it at a state level here in Colorado, and they just tried to do it at a county level. But here's the weird thing, Brian. The federal level and the Colorado state level, it's Democrats who did that. Who's doing it at the Weld County level?
Right, right. With
you know
respect
what I'm
to
saying?
The commissioners, and then even seeing it in too many of the school boards with the same kind of a flagrant attitude that they know best, that they have totally lost the point of what this constitutional republic representative form of government is supposed to operate, where they are serving us, supposedly. It's not they serve their own interests or their own purposes. It's... We just got to keep banging the drum, JD, and God bless all of the people that have gotten involved or have been involved at whatever level, local, city, state, national. God bless everybody that's involved, and we got to just keep at it.
Imagine.
I know it seems hopeless, but we rely on a higher power, and we got to have our feet moving and in the right direction in order for that higher power to kick in. So
imagine this.
That's where I operate from.
They take away public comment from their government bureaucrat meetings, political meetings. They take away our comment. They take away what we can see with our own eyes in real time, in real life, and then they control what we can see and hear in the media. Boy, what a great, great tactic to lie to the people and to, I mean, you talk about the greatest propaganda weapon in world history. My gosh.
But do the Ken Bucks and the Liz Cheneys, to call out the rhinos, do they think this is not going to spill back on them? Do they have a bunker all set up that they're ready to go hide into, that this isn't going to somehow affect them or their friends or family?
I think they must. I think
delusion,
they must.
Huh?
Yeah. All right. J.D. Plorable here with Brian in the KHNC Swamp. Do not go anywhere. We will be right back.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of Colita.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360khnc.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
You're listening to Swamp Fight, brought to you by MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Welcome back to the Swamp here on AM 1360. JD here with you with my guest today, Mr. Brian, who you all or most of you should know. And we've been discussing what's been coming across the southern border and a different angle of that where these young single males, the illegals who have been flowing across, including tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of gang members, and how the government has just let them in. And we're talking about how, what are they planning on using these guys for? Do they have nefarious reasons? Do they have a reason? Are they going to use these guys for some sort of a brown shirt army? I don't know. You tell us. And by the way, the text line is open, 877-536-1360, if you have any comments or questions. Hey, Brian, I'll tell you what. Look, let's take a listen. Let's have a listen to something here, and then we will continue.
JD, I'm thankful for your...
We've got another tragic story connected to the border crisis.
Pause.
No, my bad. I thought I had a moment there, but
no, that's okay.
I'm thankful for your calming bumper music because I'm getting agitated about what we're talking about here. So sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, I know, man. I know. It's the bumper music is important. No doubt. Amen. All right. Well, let's listen to this and then we'll continue.
Travis Wolf was just one day away from celebrating his 12th birthday when a woman who was in the United States illegally from Venezuela crashed head-on into his family's Jeep.
Church teacher accused of abusing several children in Montgomery County, Maryland. Tonight, immigration officials tell us he was never supposed to be in the United States in the first place, and he had already been deported.
All right. Don't know what happened.
Horrible examples.
Tragic story connected to
the nearby intersection. I guess it's just deciding to work and not work, guys.
Filmed it. The leader of a Colombian street gang, Los Antonios, has been arrested in Texas, where he was seeking asylum. Colombian authorities confirmed that he was one of the seven most wanted murderers in Colombia's capital.
A woman accused in Mexico of several murders and body dismemberments, even removing victims' hearts, is arrested in El Paso. The FBI says Pineda was known for extreme brutality, dismembering bodies, removing hearts, and placing the hearts in front of Santa Muerte statues.
Yeah, and what is it, Brian? What is it with these people and body dismemberments and dismemberments and disfiguring human skulls? And these are some evil SOBs, bud.
Well, the piles of bodies south of or near the southern border. Right.
Right.
I've not heard updates lately, but we keep hearing about those stories of, you know, whether it's the cartels, the drug cartels, or if it's the human trafficking cartels. Quick, another meme here, JD, that I think fits. And listeners, remember, the party that keeps releasing violent criminals onto our streets cares deeply about keeping us safe, don't they?
Right. And, you know, just recently I made the comment that these Democrats who are allowing these things to happen, allowing criminals to run free, who are making the zero no bail laws, all those people, and I've said it and I'll say it again, they're criminals. Why? Yeah. What, who would help criminals? Criminals, birds of a feather flock together. They are criminals, and we've got to get those people some way, somehow, out of office.
Well, and there's evil feeding that aspect, and I want to call them traitors, the lefties, because I think calling them Democrats gives them too many of them a pass. But JD, I've got this podcast queued up. I'm not talking audio. I've just got a description here, and I've got a number of issues with the points and positions that Dr. Michael Savage takes. But the title of this one is "The Civil War Is Already Here." And apparently this past week, Michael Savage and Stephen Gardner exposed the left and their plot to erode America's borders, language, and culture, which is, I think, one where Savage nails it. Savage quotes Voltaire, "Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities." And he's sharing examples of the left's absurdities leading to atrocities, like defunding the police, open borders, this gender ideology, critical race theory, corporate greed, and the left are working to decimate our borders and bring down our civilization. I guess that's all part of making an omelet. Got to break the egg of the United States or these United States.
Yeah, I mean, and I can't tell you how many times I've talked about how badly the left. Well, I'm just going to say the Marxists, because that's what they are. How badly they want to completely change the demographics of the United States of America, of our military, of everything. And they're so stupid. They think that that's going to, in the future, give them one party, complete totalitarian control. But like everything they do, it's going to blow up in their face. It's going to backfire, but they're too stupid. What am I always saying? They always have to learn everything the hard way in a year or two too late.
Well, and whoever said it, life's hard, it's even harder when you're stupid. I think that's the case. But, you know, from a biblical perspective, this is I think, the delusion that we're reminded about in the towards the end days. You know, how long can the end days go? How many decades? I don't know. Obviously, we're seeing that. But the delusion, another example back here to the state of Colorado, I can't remember the name of the office in Denver that orchestrated the direction or the placement of immigrants into very strong conservative holds here in the state, Greeley being one of the areas. And I can't remember it wasn't south of the border immigration or immigrants, but very, very deliberate and calculating tactics at play. And going back to what Dr. Stan and so many others throughout the years on this station had tried to bring attention to, and that is these tax-exempt foundations. You know, the Ford Foundation gets a lot of attention. I just heard another podcast in the last week that talked about the Tides Foundation. It lets people donate incredible amounts of money to the Tides Foundation, and then they have all these subsidiaries with cleverly named groups that they can direct those funds, basically anonymizing the massive gift donors to the Tides Foundation in the first place, right? Very, very, very engineered and calculating, but we got to be, as a people, we got to, and I'm not talking to this audience, I'm maybe talking to new listeners or people that we're trying to rope in to understand this stuff. This is what's going on. We're not just making this stuff up, unfortunately.
Follow the money. And
follow the money.
The listeners out there, a lot of them would be shocked how many of those little tentacle groups that you're describing and talking about are funding campaigns of people running for all sorts of different offices right here where we're at.
Yep.
Happens all the time.
And as you mentioned, I think it was even yesterday when the great show with you and Nick with Craig mentioned the wife of someone that just basically admitted that's exactly or directly what they were doing. Maybe it was Ron. I can't remember who. Maybe it was Ron on Wednesday that talked about that.
No, it was yesterday. Yeah.
Yesterday. Okay. So yeah. So very they're coming out of the shadows. Which is curious, because does that mean the public is becoming more aware and starting to ask the right questions, that the media is starting to figure out that maybe they best not go along with what they've been foolishly going along with as instead of being journalists?
Yeah, and that was coming straight from Craig, you know, from Just Informed Talk listeners. That's 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday here on AM 1360, Craig James. But Craig was approached at a caucus by this woman, and they kind of, you know, had a little back and forth. And according to him, and I have no reason not to believe Craig, he said that she said that, yeah, I'm a rhino and I'm proud of it, and pointed her finger at his chest. These are the people we're dealing with.
No, you're right, GD. And those that point the finger at the Republican Party participants is not helping, more specifically the rhinos. Spot on. We gotta out these rhinos so that people know who's helping.
Exactly. All right, don't go anywhere, folks. JD and Brian here. We'll be right back. In the darkness with the radio playing low end, and the secrets that we share,
the mountains that we move. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever. I remember how she held me oh so tight. Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We were young and strong, we were running against the wind.
And the years rolled slowly past. And can you tell me why so many people that support Donald Trump love conspiracy theories, including yourself? He seems to attract lots of conspiracy theorists.
Well, let me tell you, you're a conspiracy theorist, and the left and the media spreads more conspiracy theories. We like the truth. We like supporting our Constitution, our freedoms, and America first. So,
what about Jewish space lasers? Tell us about Jewish space
lasers. No, why don't you go talk about Jewish space lasers? And really, why don't you how about that?
Thanks. Thank you very much.
MTG Marjorie Taylor Greene, gotta love her, another female congresswoman who
feisty
kicks butt and takes names.
Yeah, she sounds like she was all out of chewing gum.
Oh yeah. So anywho,
and I guess JD, I guess conspiracy theorist is a lot simpler, just to have a two word adjective as opposed to things aren't adding up and it's pretty obvious theorist.
Right. And boy, oh boy, has the Marxist left taken hold of those two words, conspiracy theory. Boy, oh boy, they love that now.
Yeah, and whatever faction, the CIA, that cooked that up to discredit people that had questions about the Kennedy assassination, boy, they've just been continuing to just pound that at the national, you know, the media, the mainstream media, really just continues to wield that that verbal weapon, right?
Yeah, I read in one of the books, I can't remember now who it was, but the guy was saying that coming up with the idea of a conspiracy theory after the JFK assassination was the most brilliant piece of propaganda in world history.
It is, but it is a conspiracy.
I know.
That's the crazy part. The theory is not the conspiracy. The theory is talking about what the actual conspiracy is.
Unfortunately, people think, though, that they don't really understand what a conspiracy theory is. And when they hear, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. Oh, that's just Russian disinformation. Oh, that's not really Hunter Biden's laptop. That's what they associated. They just think, oh, that's made up. That's a lie.
The whole changing the meaning of words is again, I don't know if there's one specific group other than the ultimate deceiver himself, Lucifer, that takes these terms and essentially reverses or spins the meaning, and they just keep hammering at it long enough. I guess it's drilled into enough people's heads that it's successful, except for those of us that have the Holy Spirit within us that can help deflect those things. It's still a struggle. I tell you, I still got to deal with it myself, trying to receive these articles and these terms, and trying to avoid that the deception that's always there.
Yeah, the ultimate propaganda, Satan himself, Lucifer. Yeah.
Yep. Well, and we mentioned earlier in the show, Saul Alinskyites, right? He dedicated that booklet, Rules for Radicals. He dedicated it to Satan himself. So there's the connection. Problem identified.
No doubt. No doubt. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Brian, let's switch gears a little bit real quick. As you know, we never have enough time to cover all the things that I would like to talk about. But again, I really appreciate you coming on. I love talking to you about these things. And I got to tell you, I miss the days, those Thursdays, I think it was, at 3 p.m. when I used to be on the radio with you. And man, I had so much fun, but.
Well, the syncing up on the different topics was, I don't want to say strange. It was obvious. There was something more to it than just me thinking on my own about topics and you thinking about your own about these different topics. There was a different syncing up of being on the same frequency, for sure.
Happens all the time with us. Yeah. No doubt about it. We're always thinking about the same things. This week, one of the big things this week was Trump's bloodbath comment, right? Oh, my gosh. And so what I want to do here is, if we could, let's play a couple of clips about that. Well, first of all, I'll tell you what. Let's play what Trump actually said. And it's a shortened version, but listen to this. Have a listen. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it, but they're not going to sell those cars.
Okay, that's what the man said. He said, obviously, anybody with a brain knows that. But like we're talking about, if the media, the leftist, Marxist, Saul Alinsky educated media, if they don't show you the whole thing, and all they're showing you, all you're seeing, all you're hearing is the cut clips, that's what they do, all right? Now let's listen real quick to a couple of different leftist media outlets and what they had to say about the same exact thing.
He will imprison, he will execute whoever he's allowed to imprison.
If Trump gets the nomination, the Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
Joe Biden was just talking the other day about, his concerns about a negative bloodbath.
It's going to be...
Oh, all right. Actually, what this is, these are Democrats in the media using the term bloodbath. Okay, so that's what that is. All right, sorry, I got my wires crossed on that.
Gets the nomination, the Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
Joe Biden was just talking the other day about, you know, his concerns about a negative bloodbath.
It's going to be a bloodbath in November.
It would be a bloodbath.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
It was predicted to be a bloodbath.
Bloodbath at the ballot box.
What's highly likely going into the 2024 election is that a small subset of Trump's very well-armed and extremist base will try to kill
into the Fuhrer, and he will make everybody raise their hand and salute him. He wants to throw everyone into
Gitmo. However this election turns out, it will be. Americans were given the voluntary choice to become pawns in a dictatorship.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Swallow
nothing
that.
Nothing like a little projection, huh, JD? Yeah. A little projection.
Unreal. When we come back, we'll play one for what the media is saying now about Trump's comments. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere.
A brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in. And a king-size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
For what you need.
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the mile.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm who have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. My star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the
all right, welcome back to the Swamp, the KHNC Swamp. JD here with you on AM 1360 with my buddy and my special guest today, Mr. Brian, who, by the way, if you don't know, has probably done as much, if not more, for this radio station over the years than anybody. So I just want to throw that out there. And we are grateful, by the way, Brian. So thank
you. Well, that's nice of you, JD. Appreciate it. It's been an honor and a duty, right? Ezekiel, we as watchmen have different perspectives and views as to the attacks coming. So it is required of us to try to warn those that may not be aware inside the gates, right, that we got attacks coming at us.
Yeah, I mean, when a radio station like this goes away, and lots of them have independently owned AM radio stations, which are the best place in the world to get the news and the truth and what's going on. But when that happens, it's kind of like when an old person dies. When an old person dies, it's like a library burning down. And when one of these stations closed down, it's like assassinating someone who's yelling off the mountaintops about freedom and God. And man, you know, that's what this is. It is a voice for freedom and for the Lord. And it is an obligation. You're right.
Yeah, and good point about the elderly saints, and it's definitely a loss when we lose all that wisdom and experience that's been available to us if we would only tap into it, but especially in the churches, with the older people being referred to as the saints. But JD, just to continue on that topic before the break, I'm going to change the wording of this a little bit, and I guess I have to announce ahead of time this is satire, but the Bolsheviks issued a statement to clarify that they're okay with a bloodbath as long as it's just from killing unborn children. quote, we don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. Not satire. It's satire. It's Babylon Bee. Not all bloodbaths are necessarily bad, said Chucky Schumer, the pickle salesman. While we take exception to DJT's shocking and horrifying use of the term bloodbath, we are absolutely on board with keeping the bloodbath of murdering unborn infants going on in perpetuity. The bloodbath of infanticide is, in fact, the lifeblood of our demon rat Bolshevik party, starts with the letter D.
My goodness. My goodness. All right.
I added to that, so.
Oh, all right. That's a little Brian addition there. So let's listen to this clip now to finalize what we're talking about with Trump's bloodbath comment. So first we heard what President Trump actually said. Then we heard Democrats over the last few years using the same term over and over and over. And now here's a little bit of what they're saying about Trump's bloodbath comment.
On the political front today, former President Trump was on the campaign trail in the battleground state of Ohio. The Buckeye State is friendly territory for Trump. He won there in 2016 and 2020. Appearing at a rally in Dayton, he addressed the crowd, speculating what would happen if he loses the upcoming presidential election.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
Today's appearance comes just one day after Trump's former vice president, Mike Pence, said he cannot, in good conscience, endorse him again.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. That was either MSDNC or the Clinton News Network, CNN, but does it matter? Because they're all full of crap. But, Brian, have they ever once said anything true or nice about Donald Trump?
It's not in them. The fact that Trump is based a big time threat to the globalists, I think it demonstrates where the allegiances and alliances are for those that are so opposed. And granted, he's not without criticisms on different points, but taken as a whole, when compared to whether it's an act, Sleepy Joe Biden, whether it's legitimate, who knows? It doesn't really matter. The end results are the same. You contrast the two, and you say, please, dear God, let it not be Biden. We're not electing Jesus to the office of the U.S. presidency. Yeah,
I get you. But it never ceases to amaze me how untruthful that media really is. And I'm glad the American people are finally figuring it out. I'm glad. So, Brian,
they are, and they're embracing the deception of their father, whether they realize it or not. They ought to wake up and knock it off.
No doubt about it. Well, listen, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thanks for coming on today. We'll have you on again if you'll come. That's great. I had a great time, just like I always do when we're on together.
Appreciate it, JD. It's been a pleasure.
And God bless you and your family. And same to you, listeners. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll see you Wednesday at 5 p.m. for the Hump Day Swamp Fight. And God bless you. Stay safe, and we love you.
Only women bleed. Only women bleed.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options.